better get out on your knees and pray.
Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there, get out on your knees and pray, brothers and sisters. This is your wake-up call, and this is for the 19th of April, 2018. I had a very joyous Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread with the brothers and sisters. Very, very good. Today's wake-up call is called What If? What If? It's all about what if we obeyed all of Yahweh's laws. What would it be like today? Okay? Start out in the in the book of Genesis, let's just, I'll just quote, you don't have to look it all up, all through the beginning, chapter 1 of Genesis. The first law is given according to its kind. All right, now this has to do with animals, but it also has to do with the bipedal hominids going by the generic name of men. On this planet. Now, what if the Israelites, being us, I'm just going to close the book. I'm not going to quote a lot of the Bible today. I'm just going to preach. What if we had obeyed Yahweh? What would life be like for us now? Okay? That's very interesting proposition, isn't it? What would our situation be? Well, we wouldn't have gone through all that dispersion and the destruction of the temple twice. Why did that happen? Well, it happened because we didn't obey. We were in apostasy. Well, are we not in apostasy today? Are we not in dispersion today? Sure looks like it to me, brothers and sisters. This is getting to be a rather ugly situation here. We've got wars and rumors of wars, most recent being this Syria thing. Oh, I know everybody's talking about why and all the reasons behind it. Oh, the Edomites are doing this and Edomites are doing that. But have we not allowed the Edomites into this country? Over the past years, have we not let them in? Benjamin Franklin warned us against that. But did we listen to Benjamin? Oh, of course not. So, what would it be like if we had obeyed? Well, we wouldn't have the situation that we have now. We would not be in such dire straits with the genocide against our people. Wouldn't have fought all these destructive wars because the children of the devil have sponsored both sides of every war that we've ever fought or will fight, except the final war, the war of Yahweh against the adversary, which is coming to a neighborhood near you quite soon, I do believe, the way things are looking. We've never had this much evil and contention. We've had evil and contention before, since this country was founded, but not like this. This is horrific. I'm going to be 71 here in July, and I've never seen it this bad. And I was a baby boomer right after World War II. And then we had the Aussie and Harriet America, where everybody was living in relative peace after the destruction of so many white people in World War II, which was engineered by these adversaries' children. But of course, they covered that up. We can't have that kind of information going around now, can we? It's suppressed. Oh, the Holocaust. Well, they've debunked that. But yet most people believe it because they haven't heard the truth. They don't listen to EFR or any of the other alt-right stations. They don't want to know because it would rock their boat. They might lose their job if they said the wrong thing. On and on and on and on and on. What if? What if they weren't here among us? What would it be like? Well, for one thing, we wouldn't have all the wars. We wouldn't have race mixing. We wouldn't have the promotion of child pornography, homosexuality. Wouldn't have the rape culture, wouldn't have all the non-white, non-Christian immigrants coming into this nation that are doing everything they can possibly to destroy it. Don't like the Christian laws it was established on. So our politicians have eliminated a lot of the Christian laws. Oh, they're politically incorrect. We can't have that. Oh, no. Political incorrectness is just not acceptable. Well, we wouldn't have political correctness now, would we? If we had obeyed Yahweh's laws, what would it be like . You can imagine it would be a lot better than what it is right now. Be real frank about it. It's going to be worse and worse and worse because we have allowed these things in our nation. And now we are a remnant, which is a great minority amongst our own Caucasian people. We try to wake people up to the fact that the white race is Israel, but they don't want to hear that. That rocks the boat. But what would it be like? What if they did listen and they did know? Might they rise up and boot these invaders out? Might they rise up and get the politicians in line? Hey, look, guys, you're going to start towing this mark. We're just not going to tolerate your nonsense anymore. You have betrayed us over and over and over and over. And we're sick and tired of it. What if? What would it be like if we laid the law down to those folks and got them out of office? Look, you are an Edomite. You cannot hold office in our land. In fact, you cannot live in our land. You must go with your own kind, each kind unto its kind. Okay, you exist right now, but you're not going to exist among us. We must come out from among them and be separate. That's a commandment. Well, we need to expel them as they are not our kind, and we must be separate from them. What if, what would it be like if we did that? Think on that a little bit. Now, we would not have usury because it's prohibited for Israel to have usury among themselves. And if it was just us, we wouldn't have usury. We wouldn't have the sexually transmitted diseases from the lifestyle that the children of the adversary promote. AIDS? No. We would catch someone committing such an act as is prohibited in Scripture, and we would put the scriptural penalty to them. Now, Scripture says, a man that lays with a man is with a woman. Both of them have committed abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. That's blood guilt, okay? Their blood guilt shall be upon them. What would it be like in this and other Israel nations if we enforced that? I'm not just talking about the U.S. I'm talking about the Israel nations out in the world today. The European white Christian, formerly white Christian nations. What would it be like? What if we did that? What would the results be? We would not have the perversion that predominates in the movies and the television and in certain cities where there's a huge population of these creatures. We would not have transgenderism. Caitlyn Jenner? Oh, please. With a jaw like that and a body like that, I don't care what it had done to itself. That was a man's body, and it has been perverted and corrupted. And is an abomination. What if? What would it be like if that was prohibited? We wouldn't have these freaks running around. We would control the television and movies. You wouldn't see them on TV. They wouldn't be here. What would it be like if we took control of the media? Well, it would affect EFR because it would sort of eliminate the need for the Fake News Now show, because there wouldn't be any fake news for Eli and Paul English to report on. I had a wonderful conversation with Paul the other day in private, in one of the private chats. And he and I discussed what would it be like if all these people that are aliens just went home. What if? What would it be like if all the racial aliens were expelled from the Israel countries where they did not belong, they would follow that law in Genesis, each kind unto its kind. They went back to where they originated with their own racial demographic. What would it be like for us as Israel if that happened? Just, you know, all y'all go home. What if? What would it be like if they did? Can you imagine that, being able to walk down the streets of your nation, whether it's America or Sweden or Britain or France or Germany or Denmark or wherever the Israelites have settled in dispersion, waiting for the Messiah? What would it be like? What if they all went home? What would the incidence of rape be where this rape culture predominates? What if? What would it be like? Be a lot better, wouldn't it? But we get back to the problem. Who caused all this? Yes, we know the adversary has been busy, but have we as Israel not been somewhat permissive? Because we were not following Yahweh's laws. Don't we have to point the finger at the guy in the mirror, Israelites? What if, what would it be like if we had obeyed? Would be like what I'm talking about right now. We wouldn't have these problems. We wouldn't have the disease. We wouldn't have the violence. We wouldn't have the perversion. We would not have the wars. We would not have the death. We would not have the polluting of the air, water, soil, and GMO foods that are promoted by the children of the adversary when they buy up companies and gradually, incrementally, poison the white race. Oh, they're poisoning the others as well, but we're not concerned with that. Okay? They need to be with their own people and they need to solve their own problems. But we, as the Israelite people of Scripture, the true Israelites, the white, purebred Israelites, need to deal with this on our terms. What if? What would it be like if we implemented laws that outlawed GMO foods? Other places have done it. What would it be like? What if we got Monsanto under control? It says you can't produce this garbage. You can't modify the genealogy of plants or animals. You're not allowed, on penalty of death for perverting Yahweh's creation. You're not allowed to do that. What if? What would it be like to have our food supply clean and pure again? The health problems that we have would virtually disappear. All these insufficiencies and maladies and diabetes diabetes, and the rest of it virtually disappear. Now, I had Brother Patrick turn me on to the stuff that Jim Ram advertises on DIY Health. I'm not taking any pharmaceuticals. I am still taking insulin. But my sugar levels have dropped so drastically. I had a rash on my feet and stuff just from the diabetes. The feet wouldn't heal. They're healing nicely. Real skin's coming back. I had trouble with the bone in my chest that they had cut to do my heart surgery when I had the heart attack. If I had known about that stuff years ago, I wouldn't have had the heart attack at all. My arteries and everything else would be clean. My energy level is up. I can only sleep 4 hours. Then I'm up and I just go like crazy for quite a period of time. Then I take another 4 hour nap. Go to bed at night after an exhausting day, really hammering it. 4 or 5 hours. 8 hours sleep? No. Not happening. My body heals itself because it's getting the nutrients that it needs. Now, I don't do infomercials, okay? But this stuff works. I've heard all these claims from a lot of people, and a lot of it's scams. But until Pat brought that stuff and gave it to me, and I got on this regimen, and I'm taking so much as a starter, I'm sort of doubling up to make my body do catch up. My body is healing itself. My pancreas has kick-started, and it's producing its own insulin. My sugar level was high 200s and 300s, in the 300s. It was down to 100 the other day. Normal level, okay? The high time of the day, early in the morning, was after eating last night and only sleeping for 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours, I had a snack. It's only 150 this morning. I took the sugar level. What would it be like if everybody was getting the nutrients that they needed, because our food was no longer poison? Our soil had not been depleted and poisoned by all these chemicals. What would it be like for the Israelite people health-wise? Longevity. How long would you live? How much longer would we have if we were really healthy like the old people? Instead of dying in the 60s, we'd live to 100, maybe 110, 120. Like the Bible says. What would it be like if we were obeying the laws and taking charge of our society to stop this pollution and poisoning? What would our state of health be? What diseases would virtually disappear? What would it be like if we stopped feeding the children psychotropic drugs? Would we have all the behavior problems disappear in the children? wouldn't have social service agencies taking kids away from their parents? What if, what would it be like if we just had our own kind with us? Everybody could be employed, not necessarily for a big company, but we'd have family farms again. People would raise their own food. If it was just Israelites on this massive continent of North America, what if, what would it be like in England if all the bloody wogs weren't there and all the ridiculous laws that the sellout and mixed breed politicians, the politically correct servants of the Antichrist progeny of the devil, were gone? And they went back to English common law. What would it be like over there? My, my, my. Merry old England again. Think about that, Brits. What if it was Britain for the British? What? You look around and you don't see anybody but your own kind of people? All over. In the city of London, the home of the Rothschilds, the home of the Central London Bank. What if? What would it be like over there in England if it was just English? Ha ha, my. Boy, would that be a startling change. Would you know how to act? Would you? Huh? If England were under the English common law, which basically parallels Yahweh's rules, what if? What would it be like if you were obeying Yahweh's laws and no other? Not all these Edomite-inspired, devilish rules. What would it be like? Think about that. Now, we know, we of the Christian faith that really believe it, we know the Messiah is going to return. We don't know when. We are told quite clearly in the scripture it will be like a thief in the night. You won't know until he just shows up. So we have to do a holding action until he does. We are to occupy until the end, until he returns, and the end of the grace period and the period of wrath come into play. Grace will be over. And if you haven't made the right decision, then you would be subject to the rules laid down in Scripture for those that don't know Elohim. They would be destroyed. What if our remnant would grow and grow and grow? What would it be like to have more and more people believe in Yahweh and in Yahshua and in Yahweh's laws and obeyed them? What? What if? What would it be like if we did that in all the Israelite nations where we are in dispersion right now. Think on that. Clean up the pollution. Clean out the perversion. Straighten things out. Straighten up and fly right. As Yahweh instructed it. What if? What would it be like to live under conditions like that? Would it not be a true joy and a blessing? Now, these are all hypotheticals. The what if and what would it be like are wonderful things to ponder. But they haven't come to pass right now. We haven't taken control. But we have an opportunity as individuals to do what Yahweh told us to do, to occupy unto the end. Begin a personal, that's personal, not a group. Don't rely on groups. Groups will fail you because they tend to fall apart. People don't stick with the program. They wig out or they get lazy or they're infiltrators or traitors or liars or game players. You can't rely or shape your life on the behavior of others. You have to shape it on your own behavior. Your own moral code derived from Yahweh's laws. That's the responsibility of each Israelite. Okay? Many are not doing that. Many are not willing to do that. And they are going to go by the wayside. And I'm sorry, but that's just... that's the way of things. What can I say? They're not going to cooperate. They're going to do what they want. And you can't force them to act right. The only one that you can control, my fellow Israelite, whether a man or a woman, you can only control your own ways. You have say-so over your life, whether you think you do or you do not. You do have control over your own life. Now, there might be repercussions for obeying Yahweh's laws. I have experienced some of that. Okay, I'm not going to tell you it's going to be a walk in the park. But we are commanded to occupy until the end. We are commanded to keep the faith. We are commanded to follow His laws. And the reason we, as a people, are in such trouble is because we have been rebellious. I've been reading in the book of Jeremiah about the rebelliousness. Well, doesn't the rebelliousness continue? Don't we have all these rebellious people and the remnant, the few and far between, that are trying have difficulties? We understand that. I'm not telling you that everything's going to be rosy. I'm not a Judeo-Christian preacher that's begging for money. Oh, if you send me so much money, you're going to prosper and you're going to be blessed. The blessing comes from Yeshua Messiah. The redemption comes from Yeshua Messiah, sent by Yahweh the Father, who appeared to us in the flesh, the Son. I don't understand all the mechanism of this. I am a man just like you. I'm an Adamite man. I cannot fathom all the mysteries of Yahweh. And to say that I can and I'm more knowledgeable than you would be a lie. I'm not going to shine you on. That's what the Judeo-Christian preachers do. They shine you on. They give you hope in the world. Your hope is not in the world. It's in Yahweh, the world to come. That's what you hope for. You hope for the righteousness and law of Yahweh to be implemented worldwide in Israel nations and non-Israel nations. Everybody, whether an Israelite or a non-Israelite, is going to be subject to those laws. The laws have not been given to the others right now. They've been given to us. But in the days when Yeshua rules, we, the Israelites, will be the administrators of the law. The law stands. These Judeo-Christians tell you it's nailed to the cross. They lie to you. Lies, 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 lies. It's not nailed to anything. Not one jot or tittle of the law shall fail until heaven and earth pass away. They haven't passed away. We're still here. The laws are still in effect. You don't steal. You don't do homosexuality. You don't murder. You don't commit adultery, which is race mixing, or polluting a marriage. You don't cheat on your wife, or you don't mix race. That's a dual meaning. You don't covet. Be happy with what you've got. You love your neighbor, which is your racial kindred, as yourself. I mean, go through all 10, and then there's so many more that are all common sense. Common sense. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. Commandments, not suggestions. I hear some people in CI, and I'm not going to say anything, I'm not going to start a big fight, but some of the people are fudging around on some of the commandments. Because they don't like them. They're inconvenient, they cause a problem in their personal life. Their opinion is, you don't insert your opinion into the commandments. You follow them. Yahweh's at the top of the pecking order, and the rest of us are not. What if? What would it be like if today, not in the past, where we made a lot of mistakes, what if we started today, right now, when you're hearing my voice, in our personal lives, if all of us Israelites started walking by Yahweh's commandments, what would it be like? What if in your life, okay, there might be additional problems with the world, but the world is a problem. We're not to be in the world and of the world. We may be in the world in a physical body, but our spiritual life is not to be of the world. Our spiritual life is to be of Yahweh. Because that's the only thing that's going to last. You think you're going to get out of life without any problems? You're listening to this prosperity doctrine of these Judeo-Christian liars? They're telling you all that garbage to deceive you, to destroy your spiritual life, to get you to stop obeying the commandments of Yahweh. They want you to obey the commandments of men, the doctrine, the feel-good doctrine. And they're getting rich off of it there because they are serving the adversary. And the adversary will keep them going. He makes sure they've got money, which is a symbol of the world. They've got the benefits of the world. Well, are they going to take the world with them? No, I'm afraid they are not. They are not going to take any of the goodies that they accumulate here, any of this stuff with them. Stuff is going to be left here. What of their fate? If they are liars and deceivers and servants of the adversary, they will be cast into the lake of fire for destruction with him. They will suffer the second death, where we that are faithful of the remnant, the obedient people, will not suffer the second death. And then we will occupy this planet. Oh, there won't be in it. Yeah, there will. There'll be other races here. If they have not tried to harm true Israel, but anybody that has tried to harm us will be destroyed. They will be hewers of wood and drawers of water. They will be servants in a servant capacity, but it won't be slavery. It won't be miserable. We won't treat them badly because that is not in Yahweh's law either. Even when there was slavery or servitude, if you were a bond servant, you treated that bond servant honorably. I mean, why would you have a servant that's helping you and treat them badly so they hate you and lay down on the job and don't do their job? That is foolishness. Well, if you looked at slavery, even in America, where we own slaves, and even black people own slaves, because they were brought over here by the Edomite servants of the adversary and sold. And they bought them off the victorious tribes that defeated those people and wanted to get them out of their territory. So what was a convenient solution? To sell them to the stupid white farmers over here. in violation of each kind and to its kind. They should have been left on the continent where they originated. But no, the children of the adversary brought them here. And we were foolish enough to buy them. But the horrible stories that have been made up, well, that's just what they are. They're made up stories. You didn't take a valuable piece of what was property and abuse it. It's like buying a new car. Nice, pretty car. And treating it like a pickup truck, taking it out through the woods and beating the fire out of it, getting stuck in a creek, and bust it all up. You don't do that. That car is good transportation for you. You treat it well. You take care of it. Change the oil, put good gas in it. Check the transmission fluid. You treat that car well. Oh, there are some individuals that'll beat that car to pieces. But they're the stupid. Well, there were some that mistreated slaves, I'm sure. There's some that mistreat good employees in corporations today. It hasn't changed. You're going to have people that do evil. You have to deal with them. But the question posed today in this sermon is, what if, what would it be like for us if we started obeying Yahweh's commandments? Not fudging around with any of them because they're inconvenient, but really living it. And there are some of us that do. Okay? What does that get us? It gets us in the book of life. You hear the commandments, you don't obey them. You honor him with your lips, but in reality, that's all it is lip service. You have to do. Faith without works is dead. So you have to live it. If we all started living it, we would indeed have a different outcome in our lives. If we banded together as Israel, we could take control. But you don't see everybody doing that. We have infighting. We have sex. S-E-C-T-S. Not sex. S-E-X. Sex groups. Even within CI that are at odds with one another. You follow this one and you follow that one. You don't need to follow men. You need to follow Yahweh. And only Yahweh. Don't teach for doctrine the commandments of men. Don't follow so-called leaders that lead you off on a tangent in violation of the law of Yahweh. Don't do that. Don't follow men if anything they teach goes contrary to the law. Doesn't matter how much you like them or how good they sound. If they are teaching not to obey a command of Yahweh, doesn't matter what command it is, there's a problem. Okay? Yahweh's at the top of the pecking order, and we are not. Not everybody is on the same page about everything. But we as individuals on a one-to-one basis must read the scriptures and do everything we can to be compliant with what Yahweh has taught us through the writings of Moshe and the prophets and the writings and the new covenant through Yeshua Messiah, because all he taught was the law of Yahweh. Yeshua did not teach anything contrary to scriptures. He reinforced it. He was the Word in the flesh. Now, how could he contradict himself? The answer is he didn't. It is the preachers and churches that have come after that have perverted his words to say something they once said. Okay? Their teachings. Not Yahweh's, their teachings. Commandments of men, doctrines of churches, which you should avoid like the plague. I don't give you all this different doctrine. I tell you to follow what's in Scripture. I'm not making up rules, telling you to stick your right foot in and your right foot out and do the hokey pokey and turn yourself about and you'll be blessed. Nah. There is only one L. That's God, divine being, and that is Yahweh. There was only one Redeemer, and that is Yeshua. Deal with it. My website is www.pastor-steve.com. All my shows are on there for download. There's no trolling available. There's no chat room. There's no discussion. There's no comments. Listen and download. That's all it's for. Coming down to the end here. May Yahweh bless and keep you. That's going to wrap up this sermon today. I sure have enjoyed bringing it to you. All praise and all glory to Yahweh, and Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.